Hello, the fans, and this is Wonder speaking, and the podcast is brought to you by Wonder Bilingual Show. And I think after a week, we just meet with each other again. 各位亲爱的朋友们，我们又见面了。这个上周呢 I think from the last week, there's one very precious thing for me. 对我来说一个很重要的事情就是 I just shared my personal experiences of learning English through the Chutu applications. I spoke the bilingual language within an hour in front of, I think, is almost 3,000 audience. 上周啊，我在 Chutu app 上分享了一下这个英语口语的个人的一些小经验吧，然后这是第一次啊，当着3000位听众的面，所以说呢 ，Wow, it's quite a challenge for me. But whatever it is, actually, finally, I just handled it. 最终我还是把它搞定了。So, wow, let's just congratulations to myself. 我就是哎呀，自己祝贺一下了。OK, by the way.这一期节目呢 as what I have committed to two friends or to audience of my program 之前啊向两个节目的听众啊许诺啊这一次节目我将会回答一下你们的问题第一个问题呢是 This is from Zoe She said that Hi Wonder, my name is Zoe Yes, that's a great name And she told me that there's gonna be an interview of the MBA for all the MBA candidates Or actually, that interview is all in English. 这个两周后啊，他会有一个关于英语 MBA 的面试。他说啊，他在准备面试的时候啊，通常不能第一时间 get 到问题的意思，或者不能在下一秒及时回答老师的问题。有没有什么时间 ？Just try to get you some time for thinking 啊，给你的思考争取一些时间呢 ？Actually, there is 啊，当然有。我个人的几个意见啊，你看啊，这个他说的是 for this problem in my opinion。就是这个意思啊，大概有几个选项啊。首先我们常说的啊 ，from my point of view 啊 ，point of view， 我个人的观点，这是我们常说的啊。你还可以说 from my personal concerns， 从我个人的顾虑，从我个人的考虑来讲，或者是 from my personal perspective， 从我个人的观点来讲 ，from my personal angle 啊。Actually there are four options which I provided to you， 我给你提供了四个 option 啊，你都可以用，可以轮着用 ，you can just rotate。up using them 你就可以不同的这个说一遍那个换一遍那个说一遍那个换一遍这样的话呢一个老师觉得 Wow you get very great oral English 英语口语非常棒同时也是避免重复嘛避免尴尬为自己争取时间同时呢 actually there are some more tricks I'm gonna share with you 还有一些这个技巧啊比如说上了呢你也可以说 Well、you know 或者是 you can just draw some comments on their questions. 你可以也可以评论一下他们的问题嘛。I think that's a good question. Or I have very attached to these problems. 我对这个问题深有感触啊。I have my personal resonance to this problem. 我对这个问题有个人体会。同时最重要的啊 ，I just want to show you some new way of logic. 这个一个新的逻辑就是，尝试的啊。You can try to beat around the bush. 什么意思呢？跟他耗。比如说啊，我尝试着。给自己一个问题吧 I just try to ask myself a question 比如啊 For instance Your interviewers 你的面试官会这么说啊你这个管理对于企业的意义是什么啊我假设一个问题 So what is the exactly the meanings Or the values Of the administration Or management Towards a specific companies Or enterprises 管理对一个企业的价值是什么当你我觉得大多数的问题啊可能是定性的这种问题你可能不能立刻说出啊 ，You cannot just deliver all the things or all the contents in the first time。你可能不知道管理有什么意义，但是每个人都特别知道没有管理会有什么不好。所以很多这些问题啊，我们都尝试着反向思考，没有它的时候会有什么问题？因为大家啊发现就是怎么说呢 ？If you want to say something, I mean, which is pretty constructive， 这个人啊总是。发现问题容易，解决问题难，所以索性我们换一种思路。当你不能第一时间 figure out how to solve the problem 的时候，你可以考虑 ，you can just consider of try to list all the problems or the phenomena which is around to these problems. Which first is buying you some time, and the other is try to provide you some materials for you to figure it out. 说这些有两个原因，第一个是拖延时间，对吧？尝试着给自己拖延时间，也不至于尴尬嘛。第二呢，就是给自己的核心论点提供思路嘛。比 比如要我就会说 You know, without appropriate management towards a specific companies, there gonna be a chaos, right?如果没有合适的管理的话，非常混乱。我们这个办公室大家都知道嘛，日常的很多这个现象你都可以举出来，这不就很有时间说了吗？同时还可以说 What is the value of the system evaluation system 啊？这个评估系统有多重要？比如说身边有很多同事啊，可能贡献很多啊 ，actually contribute a lot to this project, but the everyone just attributed all the merit to the other guy.就是他干了很多，但是可能因为评价系统的问题，我们可能都把很多的功劳归咎于另一个人。可以举类似的例子啊，在你说的这个过程之中呢，没准你 can just figure out 1, 2, 3, right? 就能找出这个一二三来啊，最终回答到这个问题，是吧？希望呢 ，I hope that my opinion could be constructive. And then I see the second one. 然后我们的下一个问题呢 ，is that I see.It's also from the WeChat platform, 也是微信平台的。他说 ，It's a call. 我想他的名字是 His name is about Damon Z, right? Okay, cool. It's a cool name. 啊，名字很酷啊。他说第一次遇到公众号介绍，说也请介绍一下自己。然后他说他是 He was working Cisco for a year. Well, that's a very great country 啊 ，Cisco 斯科啊，应该是做那个 relay 啊，这个中继啊，或者是这个属于这个 modem 这个。互联网适配器的，我个人认为还有一些这个通讯类的。So, I think working in the foreign companies is very good stuff. 这个在外企啊是非常锻炼人的。他说这个每天英语交流呢是日常的 daily life, right? 然后呢学到了这个 he just learned the new word from my presentations. It's called encounter. 啊，学到这个 encounter 啊 scratch the surface. That's cool. I hope that it could be impressive to you. 希望这个对你印象深刻。他说是这个看到我的这个经历是做采购啊、I devoted myself in the procurement, right? And also I try to manage the supplier from the Europe, 管理这个欧洲供应商。他很好奇啊 ，How can I start from an electrical engineering and transferring to sourcing? I mean, 他是怎么这个从他很好奇啊，我是怎么从一个通讯狗啊，或者是电子工程狗变成了一个这个。Anyway, how to say that? It's a 商务狗 okay? A business dog, right? It's explore or try to expand your career life. 怎么拓展你的职业生涯呢？这个问题啊是这样的。Before I go back to my home country, 在我回国之前啊 ，I just do a very, comprehensive evaluations, or you can say assessment to myself. 我对我自己啊进行一个全面的评估。因为决定回国发展嘛，其实回国以后有几个优势啊。第一个是一个 foreign education background， 这个叫什么外籍教育的背景嘛。第二个就是语言，这个我个人想啊，因为结合自己的性格 ，according to my personal characteristic， I'm not that kind of guy who is just very professional to be a kind of engineering or some technical guys， 不太适合啊成为一个工程师或者那种技术类的那种人员。所以说呢，结合自己英语的优势，再加上这个国外的教育背景嘛，理科生即便不干工程，但是我们这么多年的学习的这些这么多的课程，这么多的这个项目啊 ，actual project we have made， all the code we have written or we have a human program， 我们编了这么多程序啊，我们这个思维，我们发现问题的能力，我们总结问题规律的能力，我们规划问题的能力。它都在啊 ，it can also contribute a lot to my business career， 对我的商务呢仍有很多的帮助。所以说呢 ，when I just tried to start my first career， I just decided to transfer to the to the business area。我在开始第一份工作的时候呢，直接就选择了这个商务类的 import and export business。所以说呢，对于我来说呢 ，it's not the it's not the case of transferring 啊，并不是这个转换的问题。But as for you, I think, even 你在思科啊，我有一些朋友 ，actually I got some friend from the foreign companies. 这个外企啊，有一个最好的一点就是他们有一个非常完善的 ，they got a very comprehensive system for, educating the recruiters, 教育他们的雇员，同时呢，培养他们的雇员。我相信你们内部一定有这种机制 ，you must be endowed with such a mechanism for you to, to work with.You can apply for transfer after maybe a few years. 你在工作几年以后应该可以申请这种内部的轮岗和调换的这种东西。所以说呢 I think the things you can do now is just try to accumulate the stuff、啊、你现在要做的呢就是充分的积累。如果 once you have decided the、future directions of your career, 如果你决定未来想要向这个方向发展的话呢，不妨现在先做些积累。 Then you can just seize the opportunities as soon as it comes, okay?这样呢到机会当机会到来的时候呢我相信你就会立刻抓住它。So I think I wish you good luck. If you got further questions, I'm always open for answering, okay? 如果大家还有进一步的问题啊包括 Zoe, and you are also included, 也包括您啊如果你有进一步的问题的话呢I will always remain at your disposal, okay? 我永远都会帮助您解答问题啊。Actually, I think that's I'm almost finished on my program for today. 今天的节目啊差不多就到这儿。最后啊还有几个小的这个贴士啊。第一是last week I have just finished a series of negotiations between the French. 我刚和法国人谈了三天的谈判。这个烧脑啊 is really called the brainstorm. 但是得到了一个小的消息啊就是据说今年啊 actually there are 35% tourists from Chinese,which is shorter than the last year. 今年啊，中国这个旅游的人数啊下降了 ，is plummet by 35%, 35%啊。所以据说巴黎目前的这个，按理说是旺季啊，但是这个酒店的价格，据说有对折，这是法国人告诉我的。我虽然没有自己证实啊，不过应该他不会骗我。说是巴黎埃菲尔铁塔 Eiffel Tower 附近的这个很多酒店啊都没有订满，然后价格呢有一个。Actually, it's a pretty, it's a pretty decent discount. 这个有个很好的折扣啊，所以大家如果想去法国旅游，可以近期考虑考虑。同时，这个 iPhone, I think it's just iPhone 7 is on its debut last week. 上周啊，举行这个发布会啊，这个很多人都在纠结要不要买啊。我觉得真没必要买，因为最近和老外谈判的时候，哎，发现他们的手机啊，哎，基本上 their iPhone is about 4 or 5.基本上不是四都是五啊，都六都没见着，而且其中一个这个女士的这个手机啊，那屏都碎了 ，it's got a cracked screen， 还在用啊，这个所以说其实老外用这手机都特寒酸。So for us, I think there's no need to dwell on that 啊，不用沉迷于这个 iPhone 这个上面啊 ，you cannot just there's no need for you to invest so much money on this device， 真的没必要花这么多钱。Instead of paying that, I suggest you to invest yourself. 这个与其投资在这儿啊，我不如觉得大家投资一下自己，花点钱学一下英语，学一下西语 ，or you can just learn something else. That will be much better than what you have done now. 这个比现在啊买这个手机要好的好得多。Okay, that's just my personal perspective. Okay, 这是我个人的意见。So.With no offense, okay? 对于苹果粉来说啊，并没有什么恶意啊。当然 ，you can just buy it as you wish. It's okay. 啊，你们想买都可以买，没有什么问题。So I think that's it. And thank you so much. And really appreciate that. 谢谢大家。And if you really want to follow me, 如果大家想订阅我的话呢 ，you can just search Wonder 王达啊 ，WONDER， 然后中文王达，然后在 WeChat、Cineblog、Simalera and Litchi FM、DJ FM。微博、微信上搜索这个名字都可以找到我。同时呢，希望喜欢我节目的朋友多多帮我转发。Because the more you share, the more you learn. Okay, 这个感谢大家的支持。So that's it.